my friends. I'm Emma Cooper, ex-police officer turned entrepreneur and CEO. But it wasn't that long ago that I really lacked the confidence, the skill, the money to be able to focus on growing businesses. I had no idea where to start. But fast forward through building many different businesses, lots of ups and downs, you'll see the business that I have today. One that helps thousands of people around the world find the perfect business for them, giving them a life that before they could only ever dream of. I created the Simply Business podcast to give you the honest, down-to-earth, simple step-by-steps to help you do the same. And if you're already an entrepreneur or you're an aspiring entrepreneur looking to build a life and a business that you love, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Business podcast. So we're getting into it today. We're talking about the serious stuff, the thing that matters most to absolutely each and every one of us, which is time. And time is something I did not have really when I started my first business. And that was because, quite simply, I was working full-time as a police officer. I was having a bit of a tricky pregnancy, and I decided to start my business at 30 weeks pregnant. I mean, it's probably not the best idea, but it worked out really well for me because I got to be honest with you. I think that people start a business or build a business or really like go into it like, okay, I'm all in, because one of two reasons. Number one, inspiration. We see somebody that's building a business or lives a life that we would really like to have or is like fulfilling their passion or their purpose, and you're like, I want to do that too. So inspiration. And the second reason is desperation. And I was the second one. I was totally, totally desperate to change our circumstances. And what were our circumstances? Well, I was a police officer risking my life every day for £1,600 a month take home. And I'll be honest, that was the most I'd ever earned in any job that I'd ever done. So I was 31. And I was earning £1,600 a month. I lived in a house that my parents owned and we paid them rent. We didn't have any money in the bank. It was always like living, I don't know, I want to say paycheck to paycheck, which is a bit like cliche, but it was true, except those paychecks just did not last. So yeah, we were not financially very sound. And so I started and I guess took the leap, because it is a leap, isn't it? It's a leap of faith in yourself. It's a leap of belief in yourself. Or it's just like, I don't have any other choice. Like, if I want to be able to, and that was my realization, I'll tell you really honestly, I was scrubbing skirting boards in my bedroom. Obviously a pregnancy thing. I was cleaning the skirting boards in my bedroom and it was 11 o'clock at night. Sean was, he was also a police officer. And so he was at work late. And I just had this moment of like looking over my shoulder and I caught a glimpse because it was not that far away. It was like 3 footsteps. It was a tiny house. And I saw what would have been my son's nursery. And the furniture in there was furniture that my parents had bought as a gift. The clothes in the wardrobe were gifts from other people. The car seat that we had put inside of the cart was secondhand, and the maxi cozy sign on the side of it was all worn off. And I remember just thinking, like, this is not how I dreamed it would be. You know, when I was starting my family, I guess, I never really gave it much thought, which is probably why I was in that situation. But I just couldn't see a way that I could really give my children, my child that was coming into the world, the life that I really wanted to, which was holidays and, you know, being able to just go and go to the supermarket without using a calculator, because I always did that. Putting things back on the shelves because I'm like, no, you've gone over your budget. So I just didn't want to be like that. So I started my business because of desperation. You might be able to relate. You might not. You might already have a business. It's going kind of well. You feel a bit stuck, but you feel like you're really busy all of the time and there are just not enough hours in the day. So what I'm going to take you through today will help you to figure out how to make time to build a business if you haven't got started yet. Or if you're already in a business and you're like, I have no time, or I don't structure my time well, this is really going to help you. So this is how I plan my time, just in the really simple steps, okay? Really simple steps, because this is not absolute rocket science. This is just 5 simple steps that I use to plan out my time. I want to give you my time blocking secrets that really have allowed me to build really big businesses around other stuff going on. And I had to figure this out fast because, as I said, I was 30 weeks pregnant, full-time police officer. So I'm now an absolute pro at planning my time. And I'm happy to report that when I found out how to time block, this changed my life. It really did. So I'm going to share it with you in this episode. And when I say time blocking, what do I actually mean? Well, time blocking is just sectioning out the tasks that I have to do and making sure that I can get everything I need to get done in the day done without feeling like things are crazy or manic or I'm chasing my tail, which is totally how I felt definitely at the beginning of my business until I learned how to do this like for so long. And this is such a hot topic because so many of us think that we don't have enough time. And I get it. You know, some of us just don't. And I'm not here to argue with you or disagree with you and say, yes, you do have time. But just here to maybe challenge your thinking a little bit that I feel like if we understood how to plan out our time more effectively, we can see that we can like ease up, free up some time. And that's what's important, right? Just freeing up a little bit of time or the time that we have right now, making it way more structured and organized so we feel better doing the things that we're doing. Just imagine what freeing up some of your time would actually mean. Like, what would that mean for you? What would you be able to get done if you could be more structured and organized with your time? Would it be that you could start a business or put more time into the business that you already have or be more productive in the business that you already have? How would that look? So why time blocking is important to me? Well, it means that I'm intentionally doing the things I need to do that bring me the results. And so many of us can spend time just being busy and feeling like we're on this hamster wheel that I'm working all the time. Maybe it's on my business or maybe it's just even just time thinking about your business feels like it's time actually working on your business. But that comes from frustration of not knowing exactly what it is that we need to do in the time slots that we have. So time blocking allows me to be present. It allows me to section off my time so that, you know, when it's family time, it's family time. When it is work time, it is work time. And I know exactly what I'm going to get done every day. It's not switching from one thing to another. You know, when I'm in a one-to-one with a client, I am not thinking about the things that I need or should be doing or that I have to do on my list. When I'm in mum mode or I'm schooling Archie or I'm just not thinking about all the other things that I have to do because I've already planned them out by time blocking. So I'm way more present, way more focused in anything and everything that I'm doing because I time block. So let's dive right in. So each week, I know the tasks that I need to do. So for example, recording this podcast, what I do first of all is I start by writing down all of my non-negotiables. So I time block time for, let's take this podcast for example, for writing my notes, planning out the episodes, writing the email to promote them, let you guys know that I have a new episode that's launching. I plan in time for creating a reel to tell you that the episode is out and available. And this is all a time block for podcasting, which comes under my work time. And I give myself 2 hours a week to do that bit part. I then have another time block for recording them, right? Recording them. Sat here now. I'm in my time block for recording my podcast. So other things that I time block for business-wise are my private client one-to-one sessions, my silver and gold coaching program live sessions where I'm training my students on something specific, planning out social media content, writing my weekly email to my list, any meetings that I might have. So what I love about doing this is that I've got tasks that I've got to do week in, week out with my business. They are absolute non-negotiables. I know it how long it takes me to do them. And so if you've never time blocked before, let me just give you the first like couple of steps to start. So the first one is to brain dump, okay? Brain dumps are just sheet of paper, write down all of your non-negotiables. This is for personal and business. So I know next week, for example, I've got to do 4 school pickups. So from 2:30, I'm finished my day work-wise, and then it's all mummy time. I also know that this is something that I've learned, that 5 a.m. till 7 a.m. is my super focus time. This may seem like a little bit mad to you, but you will figure out the times in the day where you are your most productive. Your brain is working the best. And for me, this is 5 a.m. till 7 a.m. because I have a 3-year-old little boy called Archie. I also have a 10-year-old called Wills, but my 3-year-old little boy, Archie, he has some additional learning needs, if you like. I'm not really sure the PC way to say it right now. We're going through tests and all this stuff. So he is full on, full on. And the morning routine with Archie, I'm not going to lie, if he's up at like 7 or 7:15 this morning, he was up at 6, kill me. But if he's up at 7:15-ish, I know in all honesty that by 8:45 when he's leaving to go to nursery, I feel like I've done a whole day's work. And I'm just being really honest with you. Like, it is difficult. There's a lot of things that I have to do, like in his to kind of school him before he goes to school. Like, we're doing signing at the moment. He is nonverbal right now. And so there is just a lot of things with the routine, trying to help him to like change himself and all of these things. And I'm trying to introduce him to the toilet. That is not happening, but I'm sticking with it. So what I'm saying is that takes up so much energy that by 7:45, I feel like I have done like mentally a full day's work. So what I have learned is that 5 a.m. till 7 a.m. is my super focus time. This is where I'm high functioning, right? So as long as I've got to bed at a healthy time, and I'm not going to kill myself and get up early if I haven't got enough time, if I haven't had enough sleep. But if I have, then I'm going to get in some really focused time between 5 a.m. till 7 a.m. 7 till 8:45 then is kids' time, right? So this is a non-negotiable. I have to keep the little suckers alive by doing their breakfast. I've got to get them ready for school. So it's nice. I enjoy this time. It's full on with Arch, but, you know, doing breakfast, the normal. And then after the school run in the afternoon, 3 till 7:30 is, again, family time, another non-negotiable. So other non-negotiables might be things like doctor's appointment. I've got lots of things on the go for Archie. So doctor's appointments, might be getting my nails and my lashes done, some personal care time, could be meals out, could be date nights with my husband. Now, these things, and I've learned to do this. I was not very disciplined with this at all. But these things, put them in your planners months in advance. And that means that when you're scheduling time and you're time blocking, these things are super important. And so I put them in months in advance so everything else goes around them. Remember, I always say, and I promote, to find the perfect business for you, your perfect business, one that gives you freedom. And you can only get the freedom, really, I mean, realistically, as a mum building businesses, if you really plan it in and you're using your time really well. So now you've got a brain dump of all the things, all your non-negotiables, all the things that you must do. Next step, you're going to absolutely love this if you're a little stationery queen like me, or if you're like really artsy and crafty and you like things to look nice, you're going to love it. So now you get the opportunity to grab some highlighters, some nice, pretty colors. I go for pastels. So grab some highlighters. You can get erasable ones from Amazon, which are freaking amazing. I love those. I'll try and drop the link in the show notes if I can find it. But it's not actually because I like pretty things that I do this. It's actually so that when I allocate a color to a time block, so for example, I will have pink for family time, I will have yellow for business, I will have green for self-care and personal time, like when I'm getting my lashes and my nails done and stuff, and my hair done. So I allocate one color per time block, okay? So personal, business, family time, could be, you could have a different color for gym time or whatever you want. It's completely up to you, whatever works for you. So what this allows me to do, as well as it looking really pretty, is it allows me to look at the double page of my planner. I obviously use a Pro Planner 365. I look at the double page of my planner and I can see from the colors, right, from the time blocks that I've put in, I can see where my time is being spent. So I say this because if you are doing too much business and not enough family time, if one of your core values is to be a great mom or be a great wife or whatever that looks like for you, If there is too much yellow, business, and not enough pink, family time, then I know that I'm not going to feel great that week. So I'll relook at my planner and be like, no, this needs to like change. This is not okay. And I will be really disciplined with that because I want to stick to my core values. I know what makes me happy, and that's not going to make me happy. So if there's too much pink, not enough yellow, that's the other way around, right? Too much like chill time, self-love, family, all that stuff, and not enough yellow, then I can look back and think, you know, maybe my revenue wasn't as high, or, you know, maybe I didn't get the amount of sales that I wanted. I'm not wondering why. I know exactly why. It's because I've been doing more of this and less of that. And so by having those colors there and doing the time blocking with the highlighters, it means that I can visually see that. I'm not sat there wondering like, oh, how the hell did that happen? Like, I can totally see why. So it just helps me stay in line with my core values, balance my time, or have a good flow with, you know, different life areas as much as I can. Now, some other kind of practical stuff, like team stuff that we use to stay organized, a few tools that help us. The first tool is Slack. So we use this as a communication tool. There are 8 of us on the team. And this, what the team is made up of, just in case you wanted to know, we have a graphic designer that deals with social media, funnels, any graphics, anything that you see as part of the brand, that is what the graphic designer does. Then we have a launch manager, or online business manager, who takes care of all the bits with launching. They track all the data, the figures, make sure all the team, when they are tasked, bring in those tasks right on deadline so it can move to the next member of the team. We have a copywriter, all the words you see, apart from my personal emails, I write those myself. A virtual assistant who does things like set up ManyChat automations, maybe slides for the inside of Entrepreneurcity community. When I'm doing slides or presentations, they would do those. Community manager and my right-hand girl. support coach and Facebook ads, of course, right? So this is what my team is made up of. So we use Slack to communicate. We have different channels for different things, which keeps it nice and tidy. It also allows you to switch off. If I was dealing with business stuff inside of like Messenger or WhatsApp, that doesn't section it off for me. So for my private clients, I use Voxer, which is like a walkie-talkie app. And that means that I only go into that app when I am ready to answer questions. And I allocate time for this too. So when I'm walking in the morning, lots of my private clients will get their voice messages back to them while I'm on my walking pad in the morning. I allocate time for this in my day so that I know that I'm 100% getting it done and it's not overlapping. So I'm not, doing something with Archie and thinking, oh, I've got a message to reply to. I allocate specific time to go on to Voxer and to reply to my private clients. I also have time then to go into Slack and answer any team questions. Now, sometimes I'm going to answer questions on the team. If they're doing something or they're on a task and it pops up, like I might do that, but I'm very structured in terms of like when it's family time, it's family time, when it's work time, it's work time. So I'll only do that in work time. So communication wise with the team, we use Slack. For project management, like allocating tasks to different members of the team, tracking where we're up to, tracking projects like a launch, for example, we use Trello. So this is where my team put my to-do lists and my tasks with dates on, deadlines. So what I do is at the beginning of every week, or I should say the end of every week before the next week, I just make sure that I go in there, I see my tasks, and then I time block those tasks into my planner. And I going to give you some tips on doing this too that I've learned that have kind of caught me out. Give yourself more time every time. So you can have like a little bit of a window at the end, because sometimes we go over, sometimes we might get distracted in the middle of a task, but I am very ADHD. So I use things to manage that and to help me function better by using my alarm, for example, on my phone. So if I have a task that's going to take me 30 minutes, I'll switch off all my windows on my desktop, like all my tabs, and I will just focus on the one task at hand. I will turn off the notifications for Slack. I will have my phone on silent, and I just focus on that task in hand because I know what I'm like. So if you know what you're like, you can do these things to help you become more productive, right? More efficient. So I'll switch those off. I always give myself that extra time at the end because when you're making the effort to be this organized, to time block, to really make the most of your time, the last thing you want to do then is to not give yourself enough time in those time blocks. And I've done this, right? When I started like writing more emails myself, I really thought that I could do, I literally gave myself an hour and it took me like 2 days. So please open my emails because they take me freaking ages to do. It's true. Like I really underestimated how much time it would take me. I have got a little bit faster with it, but now I know that I've done it. I know how long I need to give myself for the different tasks that I have to do. So don't ruin all your planning and kind of self-sabotage that awesome feeling by cutting your time short. I also give myself little gaps in between. So if I have, for example, a couple of one-to-one client sessions, I'll not put those completely back to back. I'll give myself a 15-minute gap in the middle. I might go in the kitchen and speak to Sean. I might give him a ring, see how his house renovation is going that he's working on an investment property we have. I might go and make myself a cup of tea. My mum, sounds weird, but lives in my garden. They're not gnomes, but they are vertically challenged. But I might go over to the lodge and have a quick cuppa with her. And I just kind of like, you know, shake it off a bit and then like go into the next task. So I always give myself that little bit in between. So if you're not sure how long something's going to take you, just always err on the side of caution. Give yourself a little bit extra. Now, I do use Slack and Trello, but I also have, of course, my ProPlanner 365. I am just a writing down kind of person. It's kind of like with my goals, for example, like if I just did them on a Keynote or a PowerPoint where I was putting pictures of my goals, they don't kind of like cement into my brain. And I'm exactly the same with planning out my time. So although I could use like a Google Calendar and have everything linked up and synced up and all that kind of thing, I did try Motion. I really enjoyed it. But really, I'm just back to my core, like what works for me, and that is having my planner. And I use ProPlanner 365 because one of the things that it prompts me to do every single day is to pick my top three priorities for that day. And right at the top of every day, there is a prompt there where it gives you the space to fill in your top three priorities. And each day, the night before, I pick out, no matter how many tasks that I have, I pick out my top three priorities. And this helps really prioritize because, hello, I'm only human. And sometimes I go over or life crops up or I get a phone call from the school and I've got to run straight away or, you know, I'm just a mum juggling businesses and life. So this can happen. So if something crops up, then okay, you know, I may not get everything that I need to get done that day that's on my list, but whatever happens, I get these top three priorities done. And honestly, 99% of the time this works. And there's some times where you know, there's just something that everything has to be put down. I don't get what I need to get done. I don't get the top three priorities done, but that's okay. What I do then is I take time at the end of the day. I look at what I have done, what I haven't done. So if I get off track and I don't get all of my tasks done, then all I do is update my Trello tasks, pop the team member that I may need to notify, like normally my launch manager, business manager, and say, hey, I started working on this, but I didn't manage to get it done. I've scheduled it in to finish whenever. I've changed the deadline date. And I'd ask her to change the date on Trello probably, so I'm not shown as overdue. So these are just the little things that I do that if something goes off track, this is how I pull it back on track. So let's just review and recap the steps, the five steps. Number one, brain dump everything out, all your non-negotiables. Then step two is time block and highlight the pretty bit. So we're going to put all these things into like personal, business, family, all that kind of stuff. So we time block and highlight. Step three is then I write in my individual tasks into those time blocks. Step four, I do the bird's eye view. I have a look at my ProPlanner 365. I look at where my time is being spent because the colors is so easy to do. And I just check that the balance is right. And then step five is each day before the next, I'd pick out my top three priorities. So there you go. I should probably share too that I think I already just said it, but I'm totally ADHD. And if you haven't realized already, most entrepreneurs are, all right, or they've got ADHD traits. And this is why I've had to become a pro at planning, because this makes me feel accomplished. I don't know if you've ever been in that state where you feel like you've done a load of work, but you haven't felt like you've got anything done. When you're planning your time like this, you always feel way more accomplished. You've got a visual there of everything that you've been ticking off. And when you're planning your week ahead and you're planning your non-negotiables, like every week, I do this. This is the time I do it. And nothing comes in between that unless life stuff crops up. But it makes me feel like I'm winning. I'm making progress. And I always say that progress is happiness, my friends. So this might not be the exact system that you want to implement. You might not want to do exactly what I do, but I bet you can take just one or two things that I've shared and make them work for you. Consider Trello, consider a Pro Planner 365. And if you would be so kind, just before I go, I would love nothing more than for you to share this episode with someone who needs it. If you've enjoyed it or you love the podcast, would you just consider leaving a review? I would really appreciate it. And I show you how much I appreciate it, because every single episode I give away £25 in cash to someone who leaves a 5-star review and tags me on social media at Emma Cooper Online. All you have to do is screenshot, tag me in it to be entered. And if you have a minute to do that, I would be super, super grateful. Thank you so much in advance. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Simply Business. I'll see you on the next one. Huge love, my friends. Listen up, my friends, I have a really exciting invitation for you. I am inviting you to join me in your perfect business bootcamp. This is a 4-day exclusive event where I'm helping you find the perfect business for you. Whether you're already a business owner, you're looking to add an additional stream of income and you don't quite know what to do, or whether you're brand new, you've always been dreaming of building a business but you have no idea what you can do, or you've got a business and you really want to grow, this is perfect for you. So drop into the show notes, click on the link, grab your spot. We're starting on the 21st of April. 4 days, I am getting you your perfect business. So click on that link and come and join us.